The hidden science behind this is that if you use your mind, speech, and body to help others, then you will have everything. What if you use them to help others, but you charge a fee for it? Then what?
It would create difficulties, Dada.
They charge a fee in the courthouses, saying it will cost 100 rupees, 150 rupees. So one will say, "Sir, take 150 rupees. However, the law of benevolence, or paropkar, is no longer applicable, is it?
When a person has an appetite for something else, he certainly has to say that, doesn't he?
Do not think about that at all. If you help others in any way, then you will not run into any difficulties. Now, what happens to people? When a person tries to help others with incomplete understanding, then an adverse effect arises. So then, the faith is not established in his mind and it vanishes. If a person were to start helping others now, then within 2 or 3 lifetimes, he would reap the rewards. This precisely is the science.
Help others equally, whether good or bad.
People live the life of helping others because it is a good thing to do, and they even tell others to do the same. But whatever he is saying for the good of others, if no one is willing to understand that he is saying this for my own good, then what about that?
It is like this. A person who helps others isn't concerned with the other person's understanding. And if a person who helps others is concerned with the other person's understanding, then that would be considered judgmental. Therefore, the other person's understanding is not to be taken into consideration. All these trees, for example, these mango trees, neem trees, and so on, they have fruits that grow on them. So how many of its own mangoes must the mango tree eat?
Not even a single one.
Who are the mangoes for?
For others, Dada.
Yes. So does it take into consideration that this person is conniving or good? Does it take this into consideration? The mangoes belong to whoever takes them. They are not mine. It is living a life of benevolence. By living this kind of life, such living beings gradually progress to a higher life form.
But many a times, the person being helped blames the person who is helping him.
Yes, that is precisely what is to be observed, isn't it? Even the benevolent are rewarded.